Well, the cattle markets have taken a pretty good hit over the last 3 weeks, even though we continue to see friendly fundamentals. We still have issues as far as the cattle market is concerned, and that is we still have higher cash trade than where the futures are trading at. We still have tight supplies. We still have decent demand, but we are also seeing a pretty big increase as far as imports are concerned, which right now it looks like about 1 out of every 5 pounds of meat being sold in the US right now is imported beef coming from other countries. Looking at the market though, the last 3 weeks, we've seen August live cattle drop $26.32. We've traded 16 straight sessions lower. And for the last 23 sessions, we've seen 21 of them close on the lower side. We're still a little bit away from major support as far as the live cattle market is concerned, but we're also looking at a couple of big reports coming out on Friday. Now, on the August feeder cattle side of things, that market has dropped pretty heavy since June 25th when it put in its highs. It's dropped $33.80. It's been lower 12 of the last 15 sessions, and it's still got major support a couple dollars lower, which would have been the low that we saw in early May. Overall, looking at the market, like I said, fundamentals remain positive as we continue to have tight supplies. We continue to see good, decent demand, but we're also looking at the funds wanting to liquidate their positions, and that's been the major reason for the sell-off. Expectations that we could be looking at higher interest rates because of inflation not slowing down, higher crude oil prices, and the strain on the disposable income from the average consumer has caused a little concerns that maybe beef demand will start to see a little bit of a decrease as we go into the fall. All of that's putting pressure in or adding a little bit of concerns to the cattle market. Looking at it though, we've got two major reports coming out for the cattle. We've got on Friday the cattle and feed report, which will give us our July numbers. Those are expected to be somewhat friendly as we continue to see lower than last year's numbers for placements and cattle on feed and marketings. And we also have the semi cattle inventory report, which should show us again no herd expansion, no heifer retention, and that should continue to help support the market. Hopefully, these numbers come out to be friendly and can help turn the cattle markets around.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.